Praised be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate a Franciscan martyr, Saint Fidelis. He was born in 1577. He was given the name Mark in baptism. We celebrate Saint Mark's feast tomorrow. And Mark was a very gifted student, but he was even as good as he was in his studies, he was even more concerned with advancing in virtue and in piety than in learning. A great example for college students today. And any student, actually. But he eventually became a lawyer and was soon very much in demand. He was very good because of his ability. But he noticed that many lawyers were corrupted by money. They did violence to justice, and they tried to persuade him to follow their example, and he didn't want anything to do with it. As a matter of fact, he left the profession altogether, and he went to the Capuchin friary, where his brother was a friar there, and he asked for permission to be admitted, which was given. And as gifted as he was as a lawyer, he was even more so as a preacher. And when the Pope founded the propagation of the faith, he sent Fidelis. Mark was given the religious name Fidelis, the faithful one. And actually, at this time, he was praying at very fervently and at Holy Mass, to be given the grace to give his life for Christ. And this is when the Pope asked him to go to Switzerland to preach the gospel, and to because the heresies of Calvin and Zwingli were very prevalent, and they were drawing souls away from the church. So Father Fidelis went there. And by his gifted preaching and persuasion of preaching the truth, he won many souls back to the church, so much so that it enraged the heretics. And he was preaching one day, and they actually busted into the church and dragged him from the pulpit and beat him to death. So you wonder how they could think of themselves as Christians, followers of Christ. But even today in the divine office, there's in the intercessions, there's a petition for ecumenism, not a false ecumenism that says, you're okay, I'm okay. And it doesn't matter what you believe, because it does. And so we present the truth to others, as Saint Fidelis did We pray to him for that gift of fortitude that he had to be able to stand up for Christ when it's convenient and when it's inconvenient, in good times and in bad times. So let us pray that we all be one, as our Lord mentions, that there shall be one flock and one shepherd, is what he tells us in the Gospel.